请我们一起同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. Hallelujah, 奉主圣名，我们开始我们这一次的宣道人演讲习会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our National Evangelical Workers Workshop.
我们在第一堂课我们来做个祷告会。
And for this first session, we will be praying together.
感谢神那我们弟兄姊妹都能够在这边来聚集。
And we thank God that we can gather here to worship.
我们在开始之前我们来献上我们的祷告求主耶稣来带领我们这次的讲习会。
Before we start, let us offer up our prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ may guide this workshop.
我们一起来唱诗285首。
Let us sing hymn 285. Let's refer to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. Matthew, chapter 4,
第17节,
verse 17.
马太福音第四章十七节,
Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，这边是提到说啊，从耶稣啊，他受到魔鬼的试探之后呢，他就要开始呢，来传天国的福音。
After Jesus was tempted by the devil, he started to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，可以说是他在世上三年半的啊传道生涯的一个开始。
We could say that this was the beginning of the 3.5 years of his preaching.
啊，所以17节呢，啊，用一节非常简要的一个描述啊，来讲说耶稣他就开始传起道来的。
Verse 17, we see a very concise summary of how Jesus began to preach.
啊，耶稣传道的内容是什么
？What was the content of Jesus' preaching?
啊。非常简单的一句话
And it can be summarized rather simply.
啊，天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你们应当悔改。
Repent.
啊，所以今天我们在座每位弟兄姊妹，我们学习啊，主耶稣怎么来传道。
Today we are going to learn how the Lord Jesus began to preach.
啊，主耶稣今天把这个传福音的工作啊，交代我们每一位弟兄姊妹的身上。
The Lord has given over this commission of preaching to every one of us.
啊，我们也是传起道来。
And we also are to preach.
啊，我们能够有这样的一种使命啊，这是一种主耶稣交代给我们一种非常大的一种。啊，所谓的荣耀哈，一种 honor。
It is an honor to be given this great commission.
啊，所以今天我们能够在这里一起来学习啊，怎么样把道理了解得更透彻啊，这也是啊主耶稣给我们一种恩典。
It is the grace of the Lord that we can come to a more profound understanding of the truth.
啊，所以我们也是要学习主耶稣啊，我们就传起道来了。
We should follow in the example of the Lord and to start preaching.
哦，那主耶稣传道的内容是什么
？What was the content of his preaching?
哦，天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
哦，所以我们今天传道的内容也是很简要。哦，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Our message today is also as concise, which is to repent, for the kingdom is at hand.
哦，因为这是主耶稣讲的一句话。
This is a word spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣讲的话是带有权柄。
His words carry power.
啊，主耶稣讲的话是带着啊从神来的力量。
And they contain within the power of God.
啊，所以我们学习主讲这句话，我们就有权柄，我们就有从神来的力量。
If we learn this sentence from the Lord, we will also have this authority and power from God.
啊，但是我们要学习主耶稣讲这句话，我们也要。了解明白这句话的内涵是什么
？In order to speak these words of the Lord, we must also understand their meaning.
啊，这也是我们今天来这啊这两天在这边呢要学习的一个方向。
This is also the direction and theme of the 2 days of this workshop.
啊，天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，能够真正了解体会到天国真的是近了啊，这是我们传福音的动力之一啊。
Our motivation to preach is to understand that the kingdom of heaven is near.
啊，有时候我们觉得说我们在地方教会啊，推动这个传福音的工作很困难。
Sometimes we may think that promoting the evangelical work in our local churches is very difficult.
哦，我们要怎么推啊？就是推不动，我们弟兄姊妹好像都没有力气啊，可以来传福音。
No matter how much we push it, it seems that there is not enough strength.To preach.
哦，推动到后来呢，连我们自己也都没有力量的。
And we push and promote so hard that we become weak ourselves.
哦，整个教会对于传福音这个工作不重视。
Because we find that the whole church does not emphasize this evangelical work.
哦，最主要的原因呢，乃是因为我们觉得啊，并没有觉得天国近了。
The main reason why there isn't this motivation and strength is because we do not feel that the kingdom is near.
啊，天国离我们太遥远了。
Because the kingdom is too far away from us.
啊，所以等我们老了之后，退休之后呢，啊，我们再来传福音吧。
We think that when we are older and when we have retired, then it is the time to preach.
这些乃是因为我们觉得天国离我们还有很远的一段距离。
We often feel this way because we think that the kingdom is still very distant.
我们并没有觉得说天国就在我们的眼前。
We don't feel that the kingdom is right before our eyes.
但是主耶稣他知道天国真的是近的。
But the Lord, he knew that the kingdom was nearby.
所以他传福音有时候连吃饭都没有时间啊。
For this reason, he wouldn't even have time or make time to eat.
所以有人把主耶稣当成是就是疯狂的。
This is the reason why some people thought that the Lord was crazy.
连吃饭都没有时间吃。
He wouldn't even make time to eat.
就是因为这些人不了解天国近了。
But this people did not understand that the kingdom of God was nearby.
但是主耶稣知道他到世上的目的就是要把这个福音传出去，因为时间不多了。
The Lord knew that his purpose on earth was to preach this gospel because the time was short.
今天对我们来讲，什么是天国？
Today, what does the kingdom mean to each of us?
在圣经上给我们的指示天国当然第一个指的说主耶稣再来的日子。
First of all, the kingdom refers to the days of the return of the Lord.
第二个呢，就是我们每一个人离世见主的那一天就是我们每一个人的天国。
Secondly, our individual kingdom is the day when we pass from this earth and return to the Lord.
再来第三个，什么是天国就是我们能够让主在我们心中作王，那就是天国的来临。
The third definition of kingdom is for the Lord to become king in our hearts.
但是呢，这一些都是属灵的事情。
All of these are spiritual matters.
必须要用属灵的眼光去看。
Therefore, we must perceive them with our spiritual eyesight.
所以才能够看得清楚天国真的是近了。
Then we can understand that the kingdom is at hand.
我们看路加福音十七章。
Let us also refer to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章二十节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 20.
二十一节，二十到二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, See here, or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.
这边是法利赛人来问主耶稣说天国什么时候来到
？The Pharisees were questioning the Lord and asking him when the kingdom of God would come.
当我们传福音跟人家讲说天国近的时候呢，我们所传的对象他们也是会问我们说天国什么时候来
？When we are preaching to others, the audience may ask us when is the kingdom of God coming.
但是主耶稣的回答呢，我们要注意主耶稣怎么说。
We should examine what the Lord's response was to this question.
主耶稣说，天国的来到不是眼睛可以看到的。
He said the kingdom of God does not come with observation.
我们眼睛是看不到，用我们肉体人的思想思维是没有办法去知道天国什么时候来到。
In other words, we cannot see it with our human eyes or with our human logic.
所以必须要求主打开我们心中的眼睛，我们才有办法看到天国什么时候真的是要来到的。
We must ask God to open the eyes of our hearts so that we may truly understand when the kingdom of God is approaching.
所以我们来到这两天来到这边，第一个我们要祈求神打开我们的心眼。
In these 2 days, one of the things we should pray for is to ask God that He may open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们能够知道天国真的是近了。
So that we may understand that the kingdom is at hand.
能够知道天国近了，我们才有动力去传福音了。
When we understand that the kingdom is at hand, then we will have this motivation and be compelled to preach.
怎么样打开我们心中的眼睛？
How do we open the eyes of our hearts?
就是要祈求圣灵充满。我们能够借着圣灵打开心中的眼睛。
It is through the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十七节十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18.
这是我们大家都很熟悉的圣经节。
This is a very familiar passage.
十七节十八节。
verses 17 and 18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
啊，这边怎么样让我们知道我们这个将来要得的基业是多么的丰盛，多么的荣耀？
How do we come to an understanding of how glorious and abundant our inheritance is?
就是要求启示智慧的灵在我们心中。
It is to ask for the revelation of the spirit of wisdom.
啊，能够照明我们心中的眼睛。
So that we can enlighten the eyes of our understanding.
哦，所以这个圣灵是赐给我们智慧，还有赐给我们启示的。
The Holy Spirit brings with it wisdom and revelation.
为什么叫智慧？
Why is it called wisdom?
因为世人看不到天国近了。
It is because the people of this world do not know that the kingdom of God is at hand.
但是我们有属灵的智慧，能够洞察这个时候不多了。
But we have spiritual wisdom to understand that the time is short.
哦，所以这是圣灵是给我们智慧，能够了解世人没有办法去看得到的。
The Spirit gives us wisdom so that we can see what others in the world may not be able to see.
哦，圣灵给我们启示。
The Holy Spirit also gives us revelation.
哦，启示让我们看到将来将必成的事情了。
Revelation shows us what is to come in the future.
哦，并且启示我们，若是我们能够把神给我们的工作去做好。我们将来所得到的基业是有何等的荣耀。
It also reveals to us the good works that we may do and the inheritance we will receive accordingly.
哦，所以这是我们第一个，哦，这两天我们要跟神祈求，让我们有智慧启示的灵的充满了。
The first petition that we should have unto God in the next 2 days is to be filled with the spirit of wisdom.
哦，能够让我们能够知道这种传福音的急迫性。
So that we may understand the urgency of preaching the gospel.
哦，再来，除了天国近了之后呢，我们要把传这个悔改的福音。
Aside from understanding that the kingdom of God is at hand, we also are to preach the gospel of repentance.
要传悔改的福音，首先我们要明白，要了解这个福音的内涵是什么。
First, we must understand the content of the gospel of repentance.
哦，所以这次讲习会我们的内容是。这个真道的奥秘。
The content of this workshop is the mystery of the truth.
对于真道的奥秘，我们要去学习。
We should learn about the mystery of the truth.
真道的奥秘，我们学习完之后，我们要去教导我们教会的弟兄姊妹。
After we learn the mystery of the truth, we are to teach it to our brothers and sisters.
因为我们大家都是我们各教会这个宣道的工人。
Because we are all evangelical workers of our respective churches.
我们要把这个教导的工作交付我们教会的弟兄姊妹。
And these teachings that we are to learn should be passed on to our brothers and sisters.
哦，所以我们要了解这个真道的奥秘。
We must understand the mystery of truth.
能够了解，我们才有办法教导。
It is only when we understand that we can teach it.
哦，能够教导之后呢，我们才能够把这个真道把它牢牢地把它守住。
When we can teach it, then we can keep hold of this truth.
哦，所以感谢神，我们这两天能够在这边啊，能够进一步比较深入的、比较全面的，把我们教会的教义啊，做一个学习了解。
Thank God that in these 2 days we have the opportunity to go in more deeply into the Word of God so that we may understand it.
哦，我们学习完之后，大家能够在。心里面啊，做一种心中的一种消化之后呢，我们能够来教导我们教会的弟兄姊妹。
After we learn it and digest it, then we can teach it to our brothers and sisters.
啊，再来一个，我们要传福音呢，啊，除了要学习了解之外呢，另外一个很重要的一点呢，我们必须要有怜悯的心呢。
Aside from learning and teaching the truth, we also must hold a heart of compassion.
啊。没有怜悯爱人的心
，without a compassionate and merciful heart，
啊，别人能不能得救，你觉得说跟你很遥远
？We will think that other salvation has really nothing to do with us。
你不会传给他们
，We won't preach to them。
你会觉得说我自己跟我的家人能够得救就好的。
We may think that as long as we ourselves and our household can be saved, that's enough.
好，我们看马太福音第九章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
这边是耶稣啊，他在世上传道的另外一个很简短的概括主耶稣在做的事情。
This is another short summary of the works of the Lord.
我们看三十五节、三十六节。
Verses 35 and 36. And he sat down, called the 12 and said to them, If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.
马太福音九章三十五节、三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 and 36. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
主耶稣看到这些人就怜悯他们了。
When the Lord saw them, he had compassion upon them.
有怜悯的心，你才愿意把福音传给他们。
It is only through a compassionate heart that we can preach to others.
所以很重要的，我们在祷告当中要祈求神给我们有一颗对人怜悯的心。
It is important for us to ask in our prayers for a heart of compassion.
有时候对小弟自己体验来讲，有时候真的是要有怜悯的心，特别对不认识有怜悯的心，有时候真的除非是神感动，真的是有时候要学很难学啊。
Sometimes I myself find it very hard to learn to be compassionate towards strangers.
所以真的是要求圣灵感动，让我们学习主耶稣的样式。
We therefore should ask for the movement of the Holy Spirit so that we can follow in the likeness of the Lord.
能够有怜悯人，像好这些人好像是没有牧人的羊一样啊。
We should be compassionate towards them as if they were sheep without a shepherd.
一般人从世人的角度来讲，可能我们要传的对象，他们社会地位、经济的情况都比我们好很多。
From the perspective of people, perhaps the audience that we're trying to preach to may have a much better status than we ourselves.
从世人的角度来讲，他们不需要神。
From the perspective of the world, they may not feel that they need God.
因为他们有很多，比我们有的更多。
Because they have abundant possessions.
但是，若是我们能够从主耶稣、从属灵的角度来看这些人
，But if we can see these people through the eyes of the Lord and through the spiritual perspective,
他们就是羊没有牧人一样啊。
Then we will see that they are actually sheep without shepherd.
若是我们能够从属灵的角度、从主耶稣的角度去看他们，我们传福音的时候，我们就不会惧怕。
If we can see them from the perspective of the Lord, from spiritual eyes, we will not fear when we preach to them.
因为他们是羊，没有牧人，非常可怜的。
Because we see that they are very pitiful sheep without a shepherd.
所以求主开启我们属灵的眼睛，能够看出来他们真的是需要神。
We ask the Lord to open our spiritual eyesight that we may understand others truly need God.
所以天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
所以求主耶稣借着圣灵的感动，让我们了解天国真的是近了。
And may the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, teach us that the kingdom of God is at hand.
求主耶稣让我们这几天能够把要传的福音，我们做一个比较深入、全面的、通盘的了解。
And may the Lord help us to come to a more profound and complete understanding of the truth.
回去之后，我们可以来教导我们各个地方教会。的弟兄姊妹
and may he allow us to return to our local churches and teach these concepts to them.
并且求主耶稣给我们有怜悯的心，能够看人知道他们是羊，没有牧人一般的。
We also ask God to give us a heart of compassion so we may see others as sheep without shepherd.
我们现在要一起来祷告二十分钟。
Now we will pray together for 20 minutes.
那我们可以的话呢，我们可以到前面来祷告。
If possible, please come to the front of the chapel to pray.
我们为了这两天的讲习会，求主耶稣让我们每一位都能够有属灵上的造就。
Let us pray that in these 2 days, God will give us spiritual edification.
让我们对教会的真理觉得这是一个非常宝贵的东西。
So we may come to cherish the value of the truth.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.